Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It appears Sarah Palin may need to brush up on her American history. She visited the Old North Church today here in Boston, the focal point of Paul Revere's historic ride, but it sounds like she got a bit confused on the details.
He who warned the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms by ringing those bells and making sure as he's riding his horse through town to send those warning shots and bells that we were going to be secure and we were going to be free.
How annoying is that? Okay, Sarah Palin, she embarrasses herself. She ought to just keep quiet and let somebody else tell the story. Her sort of unique interpretation of Paul Revere's ride or his contribution to the Revolutionary War and her folksy, he's going to be going and doing and coming and playing and this isn't annoying. And the news media falls in. That was a sort of a playback, if you will, of what happened when she was in Boston. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Host Sam Sater, along with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Mike Pantanayo have talked about on the air Palin's comments before and after her thoughts about Paul Revere.
Palin says Paul Revere warned the British.
What?
This is from Think Progress. He who warned the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms by ringing those bells and making sure as he was riding his horse through town to send those warning shots and bells that we were going to be secure and we were going to be... Oh, my God.
Yeah, Sarah Palin turned Paul Revere's ride into a Second Amendment issue.
You read that the George Saunders piece, like, years ago in the New Yorker, the Shouts and Murmurs, where he wrote a thing completely in the voice of Palin, like these long-running sentences?
Yes.
When you speak her quotes, I can't think of anything but that.
Wait, is there sound to this? Oh, sweet God, here it is. I got to play this. You ready?
It appears Sarah Palin may need to brush up on her American history. She visited the...
What? What?
Hey, what happened?
Sarah Palin may have to brush up on her American history.
Did you see her tweet from Wednesday where she said she was visiting the Statute of Liberty?
I give some birth on, like, typos, because I can't even spell. All but right. this is too precious.
It appears Sarah Palin may need to brush up on her American history. She visited the Old North Church today here in Boston, the focal point of Paul Revere's historic ride, but it sounds like she got a bit confused on the details.
He who warned the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms by ringing those bells and making sure as he's riding his horse through town to send those warning shots and bells that we were going to be secure and we were going to be free.
I mean,
for the record, too, there was no bell ringing or anything like that. That's all part of, like, folklore. Like, Paul Revere's ride was silent.
I don't even think the folklore...
He went straight to tell... I believe John Adams that he was going to be arrested, right? That was it.
Right. Well,
he doesn't even have bells. It has candles in a bell tower.
He's going to ride to warn people and to corral them and tell them that the British are going to come and arrest them.
Yeah, the whole the British is coming, that's even made up. That's not true.
She can't even get the kids' version right. Well, I mean, she's an idiot. She's an idiot. It doesn't matter. And she's not running. I mean, it's just... The only fallout from this should be that John McCain is not allowed to show his face in America, anywhere, in any context, without having the person sitting across from him going, like, John McCain, thank you again for Sarah Palin. Let's get to the questions.
Huh. Well, let's get to the questions. Here's a question from Chris Wallace on the Sunday Fox News program asking her about... Specifically, what we've just been talking about, what you've just heard, her comments on Paul Revere.
You realize that you messed up about Paul Revere, don't you?
You know what? I didn't mess up about Paul Revere. Here's what Paul Revere did. He warned the Americans that the British were coming. The British were coming, and they were going to try to take our arms. So we got to make sure that we were protecting ourselves and shoring up all of our ammunition and our firearms so that they couldn't take it. But remember that the British had already been there, many soldiers, for 7 years in that area. And part of Paul Revere's ride, and it wasn't just one ride, he was a courier, he was a messenger. Part of his ride was to warn the British that were already there that, hey, you're not going to succeed. You're not going to take American arms. You are not going to beat our own well-armed persons, individual private militia that we have. He did warn the British. And in a shout-out, gotcha type of question that was asked of me, I answered candidly, and I know my American history.
Okay, the gotcha question that she's referring to, visiting the Old North Church in Boston, somebody asked her if she knew who Paul Revere was. That was the gotcha question. Over the weekend, a lot of Sarah Palin's biggest fans have been trying to change the Wikipedia listing for Paul Revere to the point where editors have had to lock down the page to prevent it from being altered. Isn't that silly? The whole thing is silly. She's silly. Nice lady, making a lot of money, making herself well-known. That's cool. But it's hard to figure, actually, and maybe that's really what the problem is. The news media is in the gotcha business, and she allows you with the things she says to getcha, you know. Anyway, whether it's worth a lot of time or not, who knows? 800-510-8255. What it's all about is conversation. And this program called the Talk Radio Countdown Show is an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. And over the weekend, what Sarah Palin said in Boston was hot stuff for both sides of the political spectrum. Those who don't like Sarah Palin for whatever the reason, and those who are in love with her and think that she cannot do any ill. 800-510-8255. So whether you're in the middle or on one side or the other, help yourself. 14 after on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com. Not Geico. Ridiculously Simple Savings or Geico. Pay Your Bill from the Comfort of Your Computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
Your money is some savings. Savings!
Much better!
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow,
nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is T-A-L-K, and you can go from there. Talk radio and review. The overview of the Sunday shows usually on Monday. And here from, let's see here, we'll talk to or listen to host Jay Bryan talking to a few of his callers about Sarah Palin and what they think she's up to.
What is Sarah Palin doing? Why does the press hate her? Do you happen to know what do you think she's up to? I don't know. I think she's just showing America she cares. All right? Satch, what's on your mind today, sir?
Sarah Palin.
Yes.
Now, I compare Sarah Palin to a beautiful sunset,
mm-hmm.
correct? She's a beautiful lady.
Yes.
But the moment she opens her mouth, as you're looking at that beautiful sunset,
yes.
you hear a chalkboard being screeched with fingernails.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's, I mean, she probably means well,
mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, she just doesn't have... the articulate speaker's voice, and that's going to hurt her.
Well, Satch, I do agree with you that she has got to, I really wish that someone would work a vocal coach. The woman, when she gives speeches and she gets all passionate, she just, it's too, you know, too pitchy. I wish that somebody would say, you know, just work with her on that. But Satch, what is she up to? Why is she getting in this big bus, which is, you know, rather expensive, by the way, and someone in, I don't know, somebody blogged, I don't know if it was an opinion on the LA Times or a blog that happened on their website, someone called her a bus slut. What is she doing? I don't understand. I don't know what she's doing.
I believe that she's still trying to feel out the American public and still trying to decide within her mind that she should run.
Hmm.
But, again, I don't think she has a chance, you know, unless she can change, you know. It's sad to say, but that voice, I'm sorry.
Russ, welcome.
Sarah Palin, she's out there saying what a lot of us would like to say if we had the microphone to the press. We surely would like to repeat many of the things that Sarah Palin says.
Like what? What's she saying?
Basically, what she's saying is government needs to get out of our lives. Washington is too big. That's basically her message.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at everything that she says, it all has that premise to it. Washington is an octopus that's smothering us. It's squashing us. It, as Ronald Reagan said, government's not the solution. Government is the problem.
Well, what is she doing out, Russ? Is she hurting the press? You know, no one seems to. The press is freaking out. They hate her, but they won't leave her alone. What is Palin up to? I mean, you know, is she hurting the party right now or the party's chances because she's making a mockery of the whole process because she's not letting people know what she's doing?
Why should she make a decision at this point in time?
I agree. I agree.
You know, really, we've gotten into ridiculous. A presidential election now starts 2 years or 3 years in advance. It's totally ridiculous. There's a long way before the first primary, and there's no reason why anyone has to jump into the race right now.
All right, here's Charles in Lake City, Florida, with a comment on the countdown. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just heard the last the lady there that was interviewing a guy called her Sarah Palin a bus slut. And you called her an idiot. She was mayor of a town. She was governor of a state. She ran for vice president. She almost saved John McCain's ticket.
Yeah, I don't remember calling her an idiot. Rich, did I call her an idiot? I don't remember calling her an idiot.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so I did.
But the point
is,
okay.
Here's a better way of putting it.
Listen,
she doesn't come across intelligently. She just doesn't come across well.
Well, that's your opinion.
It is mine, yep.
Well, you're in the minority there.
Right. I don't think I'm in the minority.
Barack Obama, I heard him twice, saw him say.
This is not about Barack Obama, sir. Barack Obama is not a good president either. Neither of them would actually make. He doesn't make a good president. She wouldn't make a good one.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Not to belabor the point, but Sarah Palin is an attractive lady, and we all know that. That's why when I first saw her, boy, we all got excited as boys about voting for her because she was good looking. She would be a horrible president. She's right. We have too much government. Doesn't take a genius to figure that out, although it doesn't seem to be the prevailing wind. At least that's not what the guys in Washington are getting. It is just when you get right down to it, I suppose you could say, who cares whether she knows what Paul Revere did or not? And then you just kind of move on. 800-510-8255. Here's a real candidate. A lot of people like to take shots at him, too, from CNN's Sunday morning program. Candy Crowley speaks to Ron Paul.
This is your third time around, and I think a lot of people know that you engender great passion from your followers. You win a lot of those straw polls when Republicans come to me. You've proven that you can raise money, and yet there are a lot of people that say, you know, it's an interesting conversation, but doesn't have much of a chance to win. You've been around a long time. I know you know what the odds are. Why do you run?
Well, I'm not so sure I do know what the odds are, because I never thought I could ever get elected to Congress. You know, then I thought, well, if I vote the way I believe, I'll never get reelected. So, you know, you never know what can happen. And I know what the odds are. But the one thing is, it's very encouraging, is I see a fantastic movement at the grassroots. You hear from supporters, but the whole country is moving. The attitude toward the endless, undeclared, silly wars that we fight that are bankrupting us, the silliness of the Federal Reserve printing money when we need so-called wealth, the deficits that are uncontrolled. So mainstream is now thinking about these things. Before, mainstream was deficits don't matter, print money when you need it, endless wars, personal privacy didn't mean anything. But believe me, mainstream is moving in the direction that I have been talking about for a long time, and therefore nobody knows what the outcome will be in this election. During the last campaign, I knew what was happening. You know, they mocked me for my foreign policy, and they laughed at my monetary policy. No more. No more of the people coming over here. So I would say whatever happens is going to be good because the people have woke up.
I want to ask you to size up the Republican race for me a little bit. What do you think of Sarah Palin?
Oh, I'm not much into sizing up anybody. Well, I can size them up as a group. I think I think so far most of them represent the status quo, you know, and not any. I think they're shifting a little bit because of the political pressure. But who's saying bring all the troops home? Who's saying that we need sound money and we ought to believe in the Constitution? Who wants to get rid of the Patriot Act? Who believes in property rights? You know, they're going to modify their position, but they represent the status quo. And this is what excites so many people. Now, they're sick of the status quo.
Yeah, he's right about that. And interesting, he's pretty much the only one who doesn't represent the status quo. And don't most of you want to change the status quo? 800-510-8255. Here's Talk Host Gary Hoffman with a focus on Herman Cain, who seems to be doing pretty well in the polls.
Now, one thing I'll say right off the top, Herman Cain has going for him, former radio talk show host. Okay, so I'll just give him that much. Herman Cain, if you don't know the guy, was the CEO of Godfather's Pizza. Not a bad pizza. First really noticed in terms of on a national scale back in 1994. And even then it was just for sort of the policy wonks. But first noticed in 1994, he challenged President Clinton in one of the town hall meetings about health care reform.
Here with me now is Herman Cain, the CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He has some concerns about that.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Thank you very much for this opportunity. And I would first like to commend you on making health care a national priority.
Now, he goes on to challenge the president and the president's assertions about what would take place under health care reform that President Clinton was doing at the time. He also ran for Senate a few years ago in Georgia in 2004, and he lost. But
all right. So anyway, a little more background on Herman Cain. A lot of people don't know anything about him, but they think he's cool. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Summertime plans may include a 21-hour flight to the land down under, a drive from Boston to Grandma's house in Phoenix, a 10-hour train ride through the Grand Canyon, or a cross-country bus trip to Orlando. Itinerary aside, extended travel in a plane, car, train, or bus can increase the risk of developing blood clots. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, standing and stretching the legs every 2 to 4 hours is advised for travelers at risk for deep vein thrombosis, or DVT. With extended travel, a blood clot can potentially form in the veins of the leg. If the clot breaks loose and travels to the lungs, it causes a pulmonary embolism. Each year, 300,000 to 600,000 Americans die of a blood clot in the lungs, according to 2011 Centers for Disease Control and Prevention statistics. Since half of DVT patients never experience warning signs, early detection is important. Anticoagulant medication can help treat DVT. Visit the Society for Vascular Surgery website, vascularweb.org, for more information.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Listening to a lot of chatter about chatter. Sarah Palin in the focus so far, and Herman Cain. A lot of people think he doesn't have previous experience holding political office, so that's bad. A lot of people would say it's good. What do you say? 800-510-8255. Before we get back to some of the excerpts from the Sunday morning shows, let's sprinkle in our conversation by having a couple of good callers, including John, who's in Crete, Illinois. John, you're on the countdown. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Sure. Many things are being discussed about Sarah Palin, but the most important has not been discussed. I told your screener that Sarah Palin has said that she has a friend who is a lesbian, and therefore it's good. No, lesbianism is a moral issue. It is wrong, and it is not right because the lesbian is a friend of Sarah Palin. And could I make a quick comment about Herman Cain, because you just talked about him. One of your talk show hosts, Chris X, said this, that Obama was the first half-Negro president. Now, what are we waiting for? I just hope for the sake of America we don't go through this black history stuff and all that again. Thank you.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. William is in Berryville, North Carolina. You're up next on the countdown. Please go ahead.
Well, Doug, I'm going to be honest with you. They're not going to let another black man get the office of the presidency. It's not going to happen. People in this country are sick and tired of Obama as it is. You mean to tell me they're going to turn around and elect another black man, back-to-back black president? It ain't going to happen. This country is sick and tired of Obama as it is. So why in the world are they going to have another black guy be the president? That's just not going to happen. It's not in this country's DNA to let that thing happen. And I tell you the truth, Sarah Palin would probably be the president before Herman Cain, would be honest with you.
Yeah. All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Always interesting to hear what people are thinking. You don't want to vote for another black president, even if he's different. Are we that many stupid people in this country who think just because you're black? There's all kinds of reasons for racism, I guess. None of many good. But the idea, maybe I'm getting a little harsh here this morning. Idiot I've used and stupid. Maybe I better just keep reading my notes. 800-510-8255. All right, let's move to Face the Nation. We've covered most of, well, a couple of three of the Sunday morning shows. Not anything from Bob Schieffer yet, though. Here he talks to Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour about the field of Republican candidates.
It's been a very busy week in politics. Mitt Romney made it official. He is running. Sarah Palin got a lot of attention. I'm not sure anybody but Sarah Palin knows exactly what it is that she's up to. But Governor, a Pew Research Washington Post poll had some fairly stunning findings, and I want to run these by you. When Republicans, not just voters in general, but when Republicans were asked what word they would use to describe the Republican field so far, the word they used most often was unimpressed, followed by disappointed and weak. The word good did come in fourth, but it was followed by incompetent, pathetic, unqualified, not interested, and idiots. Four Republicans in 10, 37%, used negative words to describe the Republican field. Only 22% used positive words. That tells me, Governor, that no matter how bad this economy is, you got some work to do here.
Well, you know, it reminds me of the last two times the country's elected Democrats as president. In the first half of 1991, if you asked people about Bill Clinton, those would probably have been some of the nicer things that they said about him after his speech at the 1988 Democratic National Convention. Yet he became president. If you'd asked him about Barack Obama, they would have said, who? I mean, the fact of the matter is this field includes some people who have been very successful as governors, a former Speaker of the House, people who've been successful in business, but a lot of them are not very well known. And that's what presidential nominating contests are about. And as I say, Barack Obama came from Nowheresville at this time to being president. Bill Clinton came from not anybody saying anything nicer than that. I think the same thing can happen for us if the election is about Obama's policies and the results of those policies. That's the key for the 2012 campaign for Republicans.
But you're not concerned that the people in your own party don't seem satisfied with this field. I mean, do you think somebody else ought to get into this?
I think probably other people will get into this. I'm not sure the field is fully formed, but there are people talking about getting in, like Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. You mentioned Sarah Palin. I don't know if she's going to run. John Huntsman, former governor from Utah. I don't know if he's going to run. But there are other people who might get in. But this field will be more fully formed come fall. And then we'll really start seeing what happens in the spring.
Well, what about Sarah Palin? You say you don't know what she's going to do. If she did get in, could you ever envision yourself supporting a ticket that had Sarah Palin at the top?
If Barack Obama was the head of the other ticket, I could.
There you go. 800-510-8255. There's a current Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, who is thought to have been considering running himself at one point in time. On a Green Room segment from ABC's This Week, producers asked Mark McKinnon, Herman Cain, Dee Dee Myers, and Jonathan Carl about this past week's Sarah Palin versus Mitt Romney Act.
So what effect has Palin had on the field, and how has she hurt Romney's campaign?
Well, she hurt his campaign by stealing the headlines in New Hampshire, that's for sure. She continues to be a force in Republican primary. There's a lot of energy around her. I don't think she's going to run, but she'll have an effect that has a lot of influence.
I happen to think that the energy that she brings helps the whole process. It doesn't hurt the process. Timing may be an issue, but overall, she's actually helping to get the conservative message out, and I think that's a good thing.
But I think she hurts Romney in the sense that the contrast makes it clear that he can't hold the room. She can steal the attention just by walking in. That's the problem.
You know, I don't know. I think Romney would love it if Palin got in this race. I mean, it would just be, you know, because then it becomes down to an argument of electability. Yeah. And you know, how many people think Palin is electable in a general election? Well, so Romney would be able to set up that contrast.
And the contrast of a disciplined orderly versus the
too disciplined and too orderly.
Yeah, but it's still a better alternative than the
Sarah
wild
Palin
goose.
This guy.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
But so would President Obama rather run against Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Sure.
And, but she, you know, she's very unpredictable. I think trying to make, you know, sort of assign rational decision-making process to her is always a loser. And it doesn't seem like in the end she'll run because she's more of an entertainer than a politician, but who knows?
But she knows a lot about Paul Revere.
Paul Revere. Yeah. That was really encouraging, the bell ringing and performing the Brits, which I was, you know,
yeah,
I didn't know
he'd
done.
It's good.
And as far as talking about Romney, what effect, if any, do you think the rise of the Tea Party has had on his candidacy?
I think that the rise of the Tea Party citizens movement has impacted everybody's candidacy. In the old days, under the old paradigm, the person who was the so-called designated, quote-unquote, front runner, and if you had enough money, well, you had a huge advantage. The whole Tea Party citizens movement has neutralized that used-to-be perceived advantage that he normally would have had.
But unlike last time, he's not turning himself into a pretzel to try and kiss the rings on the right and be somebody who he really isn't. I mean, he's going back to his roots, which is being the governor, job creator from the private sector and the public sector.
Turnaround expert.
So obviously the Tea Party is a big factor, but he understands that he's got to have a message that's authentic and not go too far.
One of the problems the Republicans have is that they've got a lot of retreads and a lot of the same stuff being said over and over again. As bad as Obama is, if you're in the middle, which way are you swinging right now? 800-510-8255. And it's interesting how these various talk hosts are reaching to find all these old, these retreads. Here's Dick Armey, for example, on a radio show. Why would anybody care what Dick Armey thought?
You talk about this bold leader that's going to have to take a stand and be what the Tea Party wants in order to beat Obama. Have you seen anybody in the race yet like that?
Oh, I don't know if that person has presented himself or made himself into the person that we dare to sort of bet the ranch on. But the fact of the matter is, once again, I go back to what we used to hear from Barry Goldwater. You know, what America needs is a choice, not an echo. And right now, again, you have Republicans are very insecure about politics, and they're not very good at it. and that's not necessarily a bad thing, by the way, because politics is a curious form of juvenile delinquency. but at any rate, what you have is the Republican Party right now is, as soon as somebody does stand up to be counted, the rest of the party, as you again you see in with our young man from Wisconsin.
All right, so Dick Armey, I was yawning. 800-510-8255. Senator McCain speaks out. That's up next on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Amdro Antblock presents the household ant requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. It takes more of your calls on this field of GOP presidential candidates. First, though, Chris Wallace speaks to Senator McCain about this field of candidates.
Sarah Palin announced that she's doing a bus tour in Washington to set off a media frenzy. Question, can she win the Republican presidential nomination, and can she beat Barack Obama?
Of course she can. She can. Now, whether she will or not, whether she'll even run or not, I don't know. But, you know, a lot of things happen in campaigns, Chris. You remember I was written off a couple of times and we were able to come back. So there's going to be a roller coaster ride for all of them before we finally arrive at our nominee. But she certainly is a major factor, and I believe that she can be very competitive.
And what about her high negatives among, especially among independents?
I think that again, that's what campaigns are all about. I've never seen anyone as mercilessly and relentlessly attacked as I have seen Sarah Palin in the last couple of years. But she also inspires great passion, particularly among the Republican faithful.
Okay. How big a problem is Romney care for Mitt Romney?
I think it's a problem, and I think he realizes that, and I think he's trying to address it. And whether he will successfully or not, I don't know. But he certainly has a good grassroots campaign in places like New Hampshire and others where he is really, you know, having been around the block once is always a benefit for you the next time.
Finally, after the bin Laden raid, you said enhanced interrogation did not contribute significantly to the successful takedown of bin Laden. Mm-hmm. Former Senator Rick Santorum said this.
You don't understand how enhanced interrogation works. I mean, you break somebody, and after they're broken, they become cooperative.
Question. You have never responded to Santorum. Well, what are your thoughts about what he said?
Well, I think he should look at the record, including that of Director Leon Panetta, Dianne Feinstein, who both said that not only did we not get good information from the from KSM and others, but we got bad information, and the information that was primarily responsible for bringing bin Laden to justice had to do with standard methodology and intelligence gathering. And when you say that, by the way, it does a bit of a disservice to the thousands of people in our intelligence agency who labored night and day putting this puzzle all together, which we become very aware of.
You said, I remember memorably during the 2008 campaign, you were tied up during the 1968 Woodstock, things like that. What do you think of him saying you don't understand enhanced interrogation?
I think Rick realizes he made a mistake there, and so it was just the major object here is that understand what torture does to the image of the United States in the world, but most importantly, it's about us.
All right, so John McCain always gets back to that. Jerry in Waco, Texas, you're on the countdown now. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you this morning?
All right, we have about 35 seconds here for your comment.
Okay, well, I was just going to say that I don't believe that I would ever want Obama in again because you can't trust a word the man says. He'll
say
one thing.
Okay, so who do you want to see of these candidates? Anybody there you like?
Yeah, I would probably right now go with Romney.
Romney. All right. Thank you very much. How about you? You like Romney? 800-510-8255. The news people keep asking about Romney care in Massachusetts, which is really not what a lot of people will make it out to be. 51 after the hour.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
If you had a word to describe the candidates, the Republican candidates at the moment, what would that one word be? KC in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hi.
Okay, I'm 53 years old, career Republican. One word would be god-awful. Let's use that as one word.
Right.
Sarah Palin will not take a $20 million a year pay cut, but the Republican that does come out of this woods will have to have her support, so they have to walk very gingerly around her. But if we pick anybody from this field, you might as well rubber stamp President Obama for another 4 years. What has he done positive? 10% unemployment on paper, 20% in actuality. $4 a gallon gasoline, war on three fronts. And this is what we're coming up with. Republicans, you better step your game up, or you might as well have 4 more years of President Obama.
You know, sir, I think you have described what I've been thinking for the past 3 or 4 months, actually. You have hit it right square on the jaw. Thanks for your comment. 800-510-8255. Here host John Williams speaks to a few of his callers about Tim Pawlenty, Michelle Bachmann, and Sarah Palin.
Of these three candidates, which one do you like best, Bachmann, Pawlenty, or Palin? You might imagine why I'm bringing it up. Michelle Bachmann is in the news today. She said Sarah Palin is a friend of hers. She's not running against Sarah Palin. If Sarah Palin decides to run, she'd be running against Barack Obama. And so I think that's probably a good position to take. But you can't run against Barack Obama if you don't beat Sarah Palin first. And there's a lot of speculation about how Palin and Bachmann might cancel each other out, or maybe Palin just trumps Bachmann, and so then she's marginalized. But then there's also the quandary of who do you vote for if it were only Bachmann and Pawlenty, because they have the same sort of appeal and they're both from Minnesota. And then you have that little triangle of them then, because George Will was talking on the news this weekend about the impact that Palin and Bachmann would have on Pawlenty were Palin to run. So it gets kind of complicated. But anyway, those three are sort of tied at the hips. And I'm wondering, of those three, which would you like best?
My order is Templati first because he's more electable. Bachman, brilliant tax attorney, probably the kind of person, numbers based, that we need. Palin, I think, is going to be a permanent popular organizer for the party and the motivator, cheerleader, probably do a lot of good for the party. But all three of them are more qualified than Obama because he wasn't really qualified either, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Because he was a community organizer and a short-term senator who voted present in every vote. So he clearly is a game player.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. I think the idea that we're so, you know, to say that he's not qualified, that's irrelevant. You know, if you run and you win, you're qualified. And if you don't, I guess you're not. But Obama proved that you can be from a Midwestern state, albeit a more populated one, and win. This is Marv. Marv, you like which ticket? Which combination?
Yeah, I like the Pawlenty-Palin ticket. And then I'm not sure, but Michelle Bachman, I mean, is Mitt Romney, is he a Democrat or Republican? Republican,
yeah.
See, she could run, based on what I've heard, she could run with Mitt Romney. So I think that'd be a good competition there.
Romney Bachman versus Pawlenty Palin. You like Pawlenty Palin. See, there's
right.
no way Sarah's Palin is going to run as number two. There's no way Palin will run as a number two. She's not going to be anybody's vice president.
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure that anybody's ready for, the woman president thing.
800-510-8255. Jeff's in Columbus, Ohio. Got about 45 seconds here. Jeff, what do you think?
Morning, Doug. I just wanted to make a comment regarding my view for the GOP spread, whether the candidate has announced yet or is still a potential. In my view, if whoever ends up getting nominated or goes for a nomination, if you are part of the current establishment, in my mind, you have already disqualified yourself if you have not already distinguished yourself as moving America in another direction. So in my view, I'm looking for some new blood, whether that's Palin or Kane or Paul. I'm just looking for someone with some ideas that I think all of us agree with, but would have the heart and soul to actually get elected and move that that platform forward for America.
Thank you, sir. That was well stated. Say hi to those birds for me. The essence of what we have here is a frustration built on how diverse our country is. So many different people, hard to find one candidate that addresses what most people are thinking or addresses what we need, or what most people think we need anyway. And so it's a continuing process, and certainly part of what we're talking about as we review the hot stuff in News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.